Live from the No Panic Zone, I'm Steve Gruber. This is the Steve Gruber Show. Good to have you along as we get into it on the State of the Union Day. Yeah, three big things for you to know this hour here in our great state of Michigan. Number one, $25 million to avert Michigan water shutoffs inspires hope for a lasting fix, so say some. Number two, the race to fill the soon-to-be vacant seat of Senator Debbie Stabenow, soon to be vacant in, you know, a little less than 2 years, some change there. And number three, Michigan Democrats offering you and I $180 for inflation relief. Just about enough to buy two dozen eggs. Yeah. Look, Michigan Democrats say they want to give Michiganders $180. This, I'm going to Michigan News Source for this. Michigan News Source is the place that I go and you should go for all your Michigan news. It's also on 35 radio stations every day and growing. WSGW Saginaw, welcome aboard to the Michigan News Source. The three-pronged plan aims to reduce the retirement tax, boost the earned income tax credit, deliver a $180 inflation check to every Michigander who files their taxes. Woo, $180. The number one concern for Michigan residents right now is cost. So said Gretchen Whitmer, that's right. Our lowering Michigan cost plan puts money back in people's... That doesn't lower cost, Governor. Doesn't lower cost. It's unclear right now. You see, the income tax is supposed to go down. Whitmer is trying to figure out a loophole to avoid giving everyone a tax break as required by a 2015 law. As part of the road funding deal, Michigan Republicans passed a law that Michigan's 4.25% income tax rate would decrease to 4.05% if the state's general fund grows faster than the rate of inflation in any year starting in 2023. The report said that Whitmer's office wants to tie a policy dodging the drop in state income tax to a tax credit expansion for business. With the passage of this plan, said Joe Tate, the Speaker of the House, we're making good on our promise to the people of Michigan. Lowering Michigan costs gives retirees back their hard-earned money, puts dollars in the hands of working families, and delivers much-needed relief from inflation for people across the state. This is meaningful relief at a time when Michiganders truly need it. Matt Hall, the Republican leader, said that Whitmer refuses to say whether she will obstruct permanent tax relief for every Michigan resident. She's not familiar with the details of her own plan, or she's trying to hide a secret hike in tax from the people, he said. Why would the people of Michigan give up a permanent tax cut for a small one-time payment of $180? Well, that's a good question. Americans for Prosperity State Director Andy Padenauer called the tax plan a tax sham. Her plan blocks a lifetime of tax relief for 100% of income taxpaying households in exchange for a one-time gimmick. The average U.S. family saw $460 of inflation monthly. It's clear the governor doesn't understand the impact of inflation on Michigan families. The average family in America has struggled under inflation totaling $460 a month, but Governor Whitmer is going to block long-term tax relief so she can transfer those dollars to wealthy and well-connected big businesses. Man, they sound like Democrats, don't they? Yeah. Well, we'll keep an eye. If you had $180, would it make any difference to you? For some, it might. For some, probably wouldn't even be noticed. What about you? Where would you fit into all that? Meanwhile, Alyssa Slotkin, who was really edgy. She won Michigan's 7th Congressional District. That's my district. After representing the 8th District, which was also my district, she's getting divorced. And I don't know if this has any... This announcement just came out over the weekend. First reported by the Detroit Free Press. After careful consideration, we are saddened to announce that we are divorcing after 12 years of marriage. Slotkin and husband Dave Moore said in a joint statement to the paper, we've reached this decision together after much reflection and we do it on agreeable terms. Now, this comes after what was reported last year, of course, that Slotkin had moved into the home of a lobbyist and donor to her campaign so she could be in this district. It came up during the debates, and she got really quite sharp-elbowed about it with Tom Barrett during debates. But she moved in with Jerry Hollister, frequent donor to her campaign, also an executive at NioWave, a Lansing-based pharmaceutical manufacturing company. Now, it remains unclear whether there was a connection between the Slotkin moving into Hollister's home and the divorce. Nobody knows. Now, and they also, by the way, say they have nothing to do with NioWave contracts. Slotkin considered a potential front runner to replace Debbie Stabenow. Will this make any difference? I don't know. She won her re-election bid with just under 52% of the vote. She won by about 3.5 points. Of course, she has more money than anybody else in the country when it comes to running for re-election to Congress. She had piles of money. Meanwhile, Pete Buttigieg says he won't seek that Senate seat. He keeps saying that, but I don't believe him. I'm planning to vote in that election as a resident of Michigan. But look, the job that I have is, first of all, I think it's the best job in the federal government. It can be really tough and demanding with all the problems that the transportation system has confronted, but it's also incredibly rewarding. Not sure how he would deal with as much time as he spent on vacation, but there you go. Haley Stevens also said she will not be seeking that seat. Debbie Dingell, I'm doubting, will give up the family seat in Congress to take a gamble on a run for Senate. We'll see. How about some good news? How about something nice? How about something nice? By the way, the lakes are frozen at 20%. The Great Lakes are 20%. So they're, any idea that they'd set an all-time record low again this year, that's gone, even though it's going to get warm here again. So a lot of that ice short-lived, but 20% was the ice coverage on the lakes. 12%, the lowest measured since we've been doing that. But here's three restaurants in Michigan have made the top 100 list in the entire country, according to Yelp, right? Baobab Fair, number 28. It's on Woodward Avenue in Detroit. They serve hearty stews with ingredients like fried plantains, yellow beans, coconut rice. Healthy and delicious. They say it's like discovering your palate all over again. Number 38 is the House of Falafel, Farmington Road, Farmington Hills. Known for its beef and chicken shawarma, kofta kebabs, hummus, tabbouleh, and a lot of other stuff. And number 74, Chad's Bistro. In Rochester Hills, DeQuinder Road in Shelby Township. They're in the middle of a move, apparently. Yeah, they're moving from Rochester Hills to a bigger place in Shelby Township. That's what's happening. So Chad, known for its sandwiches, and the Hardcore Joe, this sandwich sounded great to me. Chicken breast, grilled in Cajun spices, topped with Munster, grilled jalapenos, lettuce, tomato, red onion, and cucumber wasabi ranch on a grilled country roll. Woo! Yeah, that's pretty tough. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
The cost of heating and cooling your home seems to be going up every year, and you know it. But there's something you can do. With the WellConnect Hybrid Geothermal System, you can cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. How? If you have a well in your yard and use propane, natural gas, heating oil, or even wood, the patented WellConnect system could save you a ton of money. That's right, your well is the renewable green energy source for your WellConnect hybrid geothermal system, delivering a state-of-the-art heat pump, usually in less than a day. WellConnect is the Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills. In the last year, WellConnect reduced propane consumption by 1 million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million. Get connected to WellConnect right now, and you can still qualify for a 30% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com, WellConnectSaves.com, or call 989-356-2113. WellConnect.
This is the sound of a brand new outdoor grill being hurled off a 20-story building. Now a stylish glass coffee table. an electric guitar. These are the things you could enjoy all cast into oblivion. Because when you throw away money on wasted electricity, you throw away everything you could have bought with it. Visit EnergySavers.gov and get tips on how to save energy and money. Then do things like switch to Energy Star light bulbs or Energy Star appliances, and you could save hundreds of dollars a year. So this doesn't happen to the recliner you've had your eye on, or this to the treadmill on your wish list, or this to the shiny new bike your kid's been asking for. Saving energy saves you money. Learn more at EnergySavers.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.